If you're shopping for a new Nissan, head to Moss Nissan. Come see our new lineup of 2025 Nissans.
With every purchase, you'll get Moss Care featuring lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, and so much more.
And don't forget, they've got three convenient locations to choose from: Tampa, Newport Richey, and Brooksville. And you can check them out online at mossnissan.com. Don't forget, at Moss Nissan, their goal is to never lose your business over price. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome, fellow patriots. Welcome, fellow deplorables. Welcome, all of you dregs of society, you rock dwellers, you sycophants, you stinkers, you mega Nazis, no matter what the left calls you. You are our friends, allies, and patriots, and you're always going to be welcome here. And this place is the Conservative Commanders Radio Show. And I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUM TV Network. And joining me today is Sharon Angle, the patriot from the battleborn state, the battleground state, the silver state of Nevada. And Sharon, welcome back. Welcome back to Conservative Commandos.
Thank you, Rick. I am always pleased to be here with you on Conservative Commandos to talk about things that I think are important to our country. And I think that I found that we're part of that silent majority, that 70 to 80% of Americans who agree. We just don't talk about it all the time. We just know what we know about our country. We know what's important to us. And one of the things that's important to us is fair and honest elections. Indeed. And that, of course, that's why I launched my campaign for Secretary of State here in Nevada. I'm running on it to be a key partner in implementing voter ID and securing the integrity of our elections. And that's one of those things that President Trump has made a cornerstone of his this second term of his. And of course, he says that he plans to sign an executive order aimed at requiring voter ID in elections across the country. And everybody goes, wait a second, how can the feds require us to have voter ID? That's something that we need to do for ourselves, and he shouldn't be butting into our elections. But he says voter ID must be a part of every single vote, no exceptions. Mm-hmm. Quote, I will be doing an executive order to that end. Also, no mail-in voting except for those that are very ill and far away military. Using paper ballots only. And I mean, he's stirring it up. This is what people are talking about. They're saying, we want fair and honest elections. These are the things that we believe are going to do that. And he's just right out there in the front leading that charge, saying, yes, that this is exactly what needs to happen. In fact, Americans support this idea of requiring citizenship proof when registering to vote for the first time. 83% said, yes, you have to be a citizen. Well, of course, our Constitution says that all right already. Why do we need to make executive orders to require people to show that they are who
you
they
want
say
my
they
answer?
Are?
You want my answer?
Of course.
Because you got the Democrat Party that don't give a damn about fair and honest elections as long as they win. That's the only thing that's important to them, that they win. So fair and honest elections might stop them from winning. Therefore, they're going to be opposed to it. And you mentioned something about proving you're a citizen the first time you vote. How about every time you vote? Should be every time you vote, you have to prove that you're a citizen. All right.
Absolutely.
I believe, and we've discussed this before, and I love the opportunity to talk about voter integrity, Sharon. You know, you and I have talked about it. We need to, A, have voter ID, A, B, only citizens vote, C, we have one day for an election, get rid of the mail-in ballots, except for absentee ballots. And I've said before, I vote absentee. Why? I want my vote on paper. Mm-hmm. I want my vote to be counted. And I want to assure that no one votes in my name. So I go and I get an absentee ballot. And by the way, when I get that ballot, I have to prove my identity. I have to show a photo ID that I'm really this person who's there to vote. I love that idea. So I'm all for that. We've also talked about other ideas. Okay? Mm-hmm. The voter rolls need to be scrubbed. I think they should be scrubbed every election, before every election. If there is any doubt, I think that you should have to prove that you're alive.
And still living in your home.
That's right.
Right. Where you said you were living.
Right. And that you're there and you're there to vote. I think that, as I said, one day for an election, everybody dips their thumb in a bottle of ink that goes to vote, just like they did that in Iraq. They did that in Iraq. You know why they did that? To avoid voter fraud. I love that idea. So I love the fact that Donald Trump is doing something. I would like to see the entire Republican Party get behind him. I'd love to see the American people get behind him. See, there's only one group that would be against fair and honest elections, those who are going to cheat. Those that are going to cheat to assure that they will be the winner. You know, it's Joseph Stalin said it best. Joseph Stalin. It's not those that vote that count. It's those that count the votes. Yes. So we have to also be assured that the people counting the votes are going to be honest. And there also be checks and balances there to make sure that the vote was accurate. Now, I know this is where you and I differ. You want to know right away who the winner is. I don't care if it takes a day or 2 days or 5 days. I want the count. I want the count to be accurate. We don't need to know the minute after the polls close who the winner is. I want the count to be accurate.
I think we can have accurate voting counts by the end of election day.
Trust the machine.
But it doesn't necessarily
count the ballots.
It doesn't mean you have to trust a machine. It just means that we need to get more eyes on the process. When you do hand counting of ballots, you just need a lot of people there willing to hand count. And if they're hand counted at the precinct level, where you know your voters, if you only allow people to go to their precincts to vote, those who work the precincts, they know who lives there and who doesn't. They've worked those precincts. They live in that neighborhood. It's very easy for them to tell when a busload of folks that don't live in their neighborhood show up. And they're the ones that should be counting the votes. They counted the votes, then they send that tally in. With the votes, all that's left for the election officials, once those things arrive at the county clerk's or the registrar's office, is to add the numbers up. And once they've added those numbers up, you have a total. Honestly, Rick, we used to do it this way. This is not news. This is actually something that was done for years and years and years, decades. It's only since we got the technology that we're relying so much on this technology. And think about it. When did we get this technology? In the early 1980s, I didn't have a computer. I wasn't thinking technology. I didn't have a cell phone. I wasn't thinking technology. Then we got to the 90s and everybody said, well, maybe you ought to have one. And I can remember how excited I was with my first computer, my first laptop. Oh, that
Well, I
was
hated my
great.
first computer, and I was darn right to hate computers because, I got a computer and it didn't have Windows on it, so I was totally confused. Now, what do I do with this thing?
Well, it's
I
only
mean,
been in the last 25 years is that it's
well,
been
Sharon, I can
widespread that
remember.
everybody has been dependent on computers, and we found just by using them that they're not reliable.
No, they're not.
And
Well, before. Yeah.
anyway, I wanted to go back to this idea
Well,
of the silent majority.
before we go to silent majority, I want to say I can remember going down with my mom and dad when they voted, and they had machines at the time. And this is back in the 50s. They had the old machine, you pull a lever, and even those machines, I bet, Sharon, I bet even at the then with those pull a lever machines, and there was a mechanical contraption behind it that calculated. I bet even that could be full of fraud. Even that
It
could
could
be,
be.
the votes put in those machines before they would. I would. I don't trust machines. I don't trust machines with the votes. And now with computers, we have this LifeLock. This LifeLock, we got a notice from LifeLock just the other day that one of the major credit union things that keeps track of your credit has been hacked, and that 4 million personal records has been lost and gone to hackers. Don't trust machines. I mean, if they can hack into your computer and my computer, Sharon, they can hack into government computers, and it has happened. Can't trust machines, can't trust computers.
Okay, let me say this, that 67% of Democrats want to mandate voter ID, 84% of independents, and 98% of Republicans on this poll. So that's voter ID. That's where we get this big number of 84%. This is across party lines. This is a, when I say a small minority, it really is. It's a small minority of Democrats that don't think we need voter ID. It's 23%. I mean, 33%. That's what's crazy about this. The other breakdown is that 66% of Democrats want citizens to prove that they're citizens. 84% of the independents, and again, 96% of the Republicans, which gives us a whopping 83% that say citizenship. So when we say silent majority, Rick, we mean it. It's a small minority of Democrats that are holding out, a few, what, 4% of Republicans, come on, 2%, and the independent vote is in the 15%. So it's not a lot of Americans that don't really understand what's going on now in elections, and they want it
Well,
to stop.
Sharon, it's at 33% of Democrats that will go to courts. That will get lawyers, that will go
Yes.
to will judge shop for a
They
court
live in
for a judge,
Washington, D.C.
and they're the ones that will stop it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they're the ones that'll stop it. We see this going on in Washington today. You've got courts and judges stopping every move the Trump administration takes. Doesn't matter if it's on immigration or if it's on tariffs or whatever it is. You're going to have Democrats to get lawyers and judges and courts to stop it. And with that, we've got to stop this segment. Why we do have to take a break. And this is the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader, and today's show, like each and every one of our shows, is being brought to you by the First Amendment, protected by the Second. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you having trouble hearing your TV or listening to conversations in loud spaces, then it might be time to consider Nano hearing aids. The days of expensive hearing aids are over. Nanos are FDA-registered OTC hearing aids. They are powerful, lightweight, and simple to use, and their tiny in-ear design makes them nearly invisible. Plus, they are rechargeable, saving you hundreds of dollars on batteries. Don't be fooled by overpriced hearing aids. Prescription hearing aids could cost $3,000 or more. Nano hearing aids are only $397. But wait, we are so confident you are going to love your Nanos, we are offering $100 off through this special TV offer. Call now and get two CIC rechargeable hearing aids for only $297. You get a free portable charging case, free 24/7 lifetime telephone support, free shipping, and a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Call 855-690-6464. That's 855-690-6464. Call 855-690-6464. That's 855-690-6464. Call 855-690-6464. That's 855-690-6464.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets.
I'm interrupted this commercial to do something I've never done before. Get two MyPillows absolutely free on orders of $100 or more. I can't do this forever, so get on board with this great sale today. Our best-selling six-piece bath towel sets or kitchen towel sets, just $29.98. Our famous standard My Pillows only $14.98. Queens $18.98. King size only a dollar more. Body pillows $29.98. Multi-use My Pillow 2.0s with pillowcase $9.98. Save $40 on our Spring Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets. Any size, any color. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code to save up to 80% on all MyPillow products. And when you spend $100 or more, get two standard MyPillows absolutely free.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUNTV network. You know, Sharon, it seems like each and every day we hear another story about something wacky that happens in an airplane. And, well, this is another day, isn't it?
It is another day. This is a flight attendant in the UK. So just a former British Airways flight attendant. So he's already former. Has pled guilty to charges after he was found naked and high in an onboard toilet during a flight from California to London.
You can't smoke in the bathroom, but you can get naked and high if you're a flight attendant, right?
Right. So his name is Hayden Pentecost, and he pled guilty on August the 22nd. So that's when they made him former. He had methamphetamines and amphetamines in his system at the time of the incident when he was found agitated, sweating, and babbling. Before the flight began, Pentecost did not help with the pre-flight safety checks that led to the supervisor to have him stand down. So he was already in a bad way before he entered that onboard laboratory.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said he was suffering from stomach cramps and needed to change his clothes. He then locked himself in the toilet, and a female colleague later discovered him, and he was not aware that he was naked. So that's how far gone he was. So the other flight attendant dressed him and put him in a free seat, and then he they landed him. He was granted bail and was sent, will be sentenced at another date. He's among 40 employees who appeared in a British Airways safety video.
Oh, wonderful. What an example.
And he appeared as a nobleman on this in the scene wearing makeup and a black wig. So maybe he's found his alter ego in acting. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's this crazy stuff. And yet, you know, we laugh, but this drug thing is just hard. It's hard on our country. It's hard on other countries. It makes you wonder, why would someone, you know, get themselves addicted like that to where they sacrifice their career? Basically, they sacrifice their lives for that drug. We just had Burning Man here in Nevada.
Before we go to Burning Man, I've just this to say that.
Oh, okay.
You know, anytime you've got a disruptive passenger, and again, each and every day, there's some story out there about a disruptive passenger. Now, here we have a flight attendant. And it's I've watched flight attendants, we used to call them stewardesses. That's not an easy job. It's a glorified waiter and waiter's position. And they're dealing with 100, 200 people in a very cramped atmosphere, people thrown together who ordinarily wouldn't want to be anywhere near each other. All right, but there they are locked in a plane together. And, you know, crazy things can happen on an airplane. I mean, and I've seen it. People get into an argument. I can remember being on a plane, a long flight from the West Coast back to the East Coast. And I had this woman behind me, and she kept propping her knees up on the back of my seat, pushing, you know what I mean? And a couple of times I had to turn around to her, and it started out asking nicely, and then it got to the point where I wasn't asking nicely. I was telling her to put her damn feet down, right? Well, guess what? The stewardess had to get involved in this situation. So crazy things can happen. But were you ever in a seat in a movie or somebody was pushing on the back of it? It's very irritating. Very, very irritating. You've been on planes where you've got crying, screaming, sick-kicking kids behind you. And what I'm getting at, it can be an irritating. And then to have the stewardesses or stewards or flight attendants, whatever they're calling, you know why they're on the plane? Sharon, the original intention for them to be on the plane was for safety, to provide safety for the passengers, to provide safety for the passengers if there was an emergency. And well, from that point, they've become what they are now. Now, to think that these people that we depend on to help make our rides smooth and pleasant and whatever, one of them is in the bathroom getting high. All right, these are the people we depend on for our safety, getting high. And you know, you're describing this person as being in a safety video, playing a part of a nobleman. Well, right away I'm questioning what kind of person this is. And what I'm getting to, Sharon, is maybe the airline should do a better job in hiring the best people. This sounds to me, Sharon, like another case of DEI. That's what it sounds like to me, that the airline did a crappy job of hiring and training this person. All right? That person should be fired too, whoever hired this person. But it's I don't know, when you said here this person wanted to be in this play and dressed up and had a wig on and whatever else. I mean, there's too many weird people today dressing up and putting on wigs. So maybe this person was a DEI hire to begin with. And when you got airlines hiring pilots because of their skin color or their sex as a primary reason that they're hired, not they're the best pilot or the best person to fly that aircraft to take under their watch 100 to 200 passengers or more. I don't know. I just think the airline industry has a lot to answer for this, Sharon.
They do. They do. The reason I brought up Burning Man is because that happened this past weekend and the past 2 weeks. We've had burners coming in from everywhere. The
Well,
airlines have just been
first
backed
tell
up.
us what Burning Man is. There's a lot of people out there, and I didn't know what Burning Man was until you and I started working together. This is a phenomenon that goes on out your part of the country, not in my part of the country. Your part of the country, so
Okay.
you have to explain Burning Man.
Okay, there is a playa, which is a dry lake bed, out in the middle of nowhere, Nevada. I'm going to tell you it's near the town of Gerlach, and Gerlach has possibly 1,000 people. It's really quite a distance from Reno, even about 2 hour drive to the north of Reno. No place, just a dry lake bed. And they don't call it a festival, they call it a crucible of creativity. So here we go. It's basically a place where people let go of their inhibitions. Lots of stuff going on out there.
What, describe what's lots of stuff.
Well, I know that's what brought this guy to mind for me, this flight attendant, that kind of stuff. Drugs, nakedness, it's just where you go to have no inhibitions, and it's thousands of people that converge on this playa. In fact, I was waiting in line for a rental car. We had a little fender bender, so I needed a rental
Uh-oh.
car. And the lady next to me was ordering a rental car, and the attendant said, "Well, that'll be $760 more than your
Wow.
rental." And that's because we charge for those who go to Burning Man. If you go to Burning Man, you're going to get covered with this fine desert dust. And it's really hard to get off, and it gets in everything. It gets on the people. Everybody's covered with this playa dirt. And because of that, the rental car company said, "We're just going to make it a thing, $760 extra. If you don't go to Burning Man in our car, we'll refund that $760. If
Wow.
you do go to Burning Man, that's for the cleanup." So I'm telling you, it's a they call it a festival, and it's held in a part of Nevada called the Black Rock Desert. No water. You have to bring in everything. You have to bring in your own water. You have to bring in your own food, your own lodging, everything. It's a big camp out,
How
basically.
many people?
Well, there were 72,000 attendants.
Well,
And the demographic is that a majority of them are middle-aged individuals, and a significant percentage are women. So, and that's they're 66% white. Their average age is 37. They're highly educated generally. It's an interesting thought. What draws them out to this big camp out? And at the end of the camp out is they burn a man, an effigy of a man. But stuff always happens out there that people say, "Well, I'm not sure, why are we going to this? Why does anybody want to go to this?" Not only were there 72,000 people, but the ticket prices, this is just to get in, $550 to $3,000 to get in, with $750 cost per participant. So that's the average.
For what?
And it costs you $150 just to bring your car on. That's a vehicle pass.
For what?
It's this Sharon, big festival. It's this big festival.
When I was 18 years old, I went to something very similar to this. Mm-hmm. It was called Woodstock.
Yeah.
All right, the original Woodstock. It didn't cost us anything to get in because by that time, everything was out of control. We thought we were going to buy tickets, but we ended up not. We ended up just walking in.
Well, the first day they got there, August the 24th, was the first day. There was a massive dust storm. So everybody's covered now with playa dirt.
Oh, my God.
And then this has been the Silicon Valley Desert Playground. That's what they're calling it. So they're there to celebrate art and community. This event this year, they had a woman that had her baby out there. She said she didn't know she was pregnant, but
oh my gosh,
she had her baby out there in her RV camper, spontaneously pregnant, she said.
Spontaneously no, she, pregnant?
No, she said one woman who didn't know she was pregnant spontaneously delivered her baby in her RV camper.
All right.
Okay. And then,
I guess that was another
the day that conception. The day that they actually burned the man in effigy, they found a homicide there. Someone was killed, and they don't know, of course, any of the particulars. So it's not a particularly safe place either.
That person probably wanted a refund, and they wouldn't give it to him. So let's just leave him dead.
I don't know. This past Saturday night, a man described as a white adult was found after 9 p.m. on Saturday lying on the ground in a pool of blood. He has not been yet identified, and officers are urging those with information on the victim to contact the sheriff's office.
Let's get into a break, all right?
Okay.
Sorry to do this to you. It's hell being the clock master, but somebody's got to do it. You are listening to and watching the Conservative Commanders with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you, based on your genetic makeup. With our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory, no more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications work for you. It's that easy. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now and see if you qualify for our genetic testing service covered by Medicare or your insurance. Improve your health, avoid adverse side effects, and save money. Don't wait. Call right now and find out if the medications you're taking are helping or hurting you. Make this free call right now.
Call 855-820-3291. That's 855-820-3291. Call 855-820-3291. That's 855-820-3291. Call 855-820-3291. That's 855-820-3291.
I hear every day about the products y'all wish MyPillow carried. Well, guess what? We probably do. Slippers, bathrobes, pet beds, blankets, mattresses, sleepwear, loungewear, duvets, comforters, pot holders, aprons, oven mitts, and so much more. And they're all on sale. For example, get our best-selling standard MyPillows for only $14.98. Body pillows, $29.98. Six-piece bath towels or kitchen towel sets, just $29.98. Multi-use MyPillow 2.0s with pillowcase, $9.98. Save $40 on our Spring Per Kale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets. Any size, any color, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save up to 80% on all MyPillow products. And I've never done this before. When you spend $100 or more, you're going to get two standard MyPillows absolutely free.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Engel. I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUNTV Network. A couple of program notes before we pick up again. One is, if you're near one of our 12 television towers, you're watching us on TV. But if you're listening to us on one of our 18 terrestrial radio stations or internet partners, you're just listening to Conservative Commandos, but you can watch us, as well as all the great shows on the AUNTV network, like Roger Stone, Danessa Souza, Alan West, Tony Perkins, by going to our website, AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com. Right below the banner is a red stripe that says Watch AUNTV Live. Click on it. It'll take you to our 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week stream on Rumble. And just below that, there's another little red stripe that says Help AUN. And we need you to click on that and become one of our patrons. We still need 100 patrons to pledge $30 a month. Now, why is that? Because we are, as NPR or PBS says, we are viewer supported. We're viewer supported, people like you. And if you enjoy this show, or like I said, any of the shows on AUNTV, to keep us on the air, we need your help to continue. And by clicking on that, you can make a $30 a month pledge, because one of our 100 patrons, to keep us on the air. So please do that right now, as you're listening or watching. Go to our website, AUN-TV.com. Click on the button that says Help You AUNTV. Become one of our patrons. Where are we going, Sharon?
I think we're going to go to Israel for a minute. We haven't talked about Israel. They're still at war. We had the 12-day war where we helped out and did bunker busters, went in and got Iran kind of neutralized for the moment. But we reported, I think, last week or the week before, when Netanyahu went on television with a pitcher of ice-cold water and said, if you will stop, if you will just surrender, if you will just stop firing missiles at us, we'll come in and help. Because Iran has been suffering a terrible drought. But as we know, it's not the Iranian government that cares for the people. They live someplace else, Qatar.
I'm sure they got plenty of water, the Iranians. The politicians, the Ayatollahs, yes. All the people that are connected with the government, they got a lot of water, you know, and no one else does.
They don't really live in Iran. They don't live among the people. They don't care. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that what people do seem to care about on the left, and I'm speaking specifically of Representative Rashida Tlaib. Remember this person?
She is absolutely evil. Evil.
She is. And she now, of course, is picked up the Palestinian mantra. She wants to dress herself in Palestinian garb, and she goes out and talks about how they need their own state, and she talks about it in the most vulgar terms. She's not, as you said, not a nice woman. And she of course talks about the way that Palestine is downtrodden, that they are being starved to death. The only ones who are being starved are the 20 people that are left alive, the alive hostages that the Palestinians won't let go out of Gaza. Those are the only ones that are being starved. And we're seeing now pictures of them and doctors saying, gosh, they're just weeks away from death because of the emaciation. They do look like they've been in Hitler's death camps. That's how starved they look. But the rest of it has been fake. Then they proved that it's fake. And that's what's kind of interesting, is that she continues to beat this drum that everyone who's been listening or watching or has paid any attention at all to what's going on in Gaza knows that there's a false narrative that's being put out there by the Palestinians to provoke the world into siding with them, into being at least pro-Palestinian enough to say, oh yeah, they need their own country. They need their own place to be. Well, they have
got
their own
country. It's called Jordan. It's called Egypt. I mean, they can go to one of those two places. And they're not that far away, Sharon. They're not that way. You know, Jordan is probably only 50 miles away, okay? Egypt is right next door. They can go to one of those two places, but the truth of it is, neither Egypt or Jordan want these people because they know how horrible they are. Now, as far as Rashida Tlaib goes, and I can't wait, this is a very, very nasty, ugly individual. She's a U.S. representative, but she's not representing her district. She is representing these criminals that are in the part of Egypt called Gaza. There is no Palestine, all right? That's who she's representing. She's not representing her district. I can remember the night that she was elected. She stood up there and she didn't say she was going to go to Washington to fight for her constituents. What she said was, we are going to impeach that, and excuse me, this is what she said in front of her 12-year-old son. We're going to go and impeach that MF-er, referring to Donald Trump. I mean, this is an evil, evil woman. I don't know why she's in Congress. People like that, first of all, I'll tell you, the only people that are worse than she is, that's the people who elect her to go to Washington, not to represent them, but to represent Hamas and Hezbollah and the PLO. That's who she's representing, not the people of her district. That's all I got to say about her.
She's representing terrorists. Let's be very clear about
this. I like that.
The PLO, the Palestinians, are not a nation. They have no leadership. They are rogue terrorists. And they will not stand down. They will not. They will not surrender. They are beaten, but they care more about killing Jews than they do their own lives. Remember how these, they think they are so determined to kill Jews that they are raised that your life is worth more if you're dead from killing Jews than it is if you stay alive. So it's difficult for them. Mm-hmm. In Gaza, the Israelis said, we're coming in. We're going to go into Gaza City. and we're going to level it. And you need to go south. You need to start leaving the country. Leave it. They figure 2 million Palestinians in Gaza still, yet only 50,000 decided to leave. The rest of them are staying. Why? Why are they staying? Because they believe that they are better off dead. It's a horrible ideology. It's a horrible mindset to try to think about what causes people to give up their very lives for something so evil, as you said. It's just evil. And that's why even now the Israelis are calling it a spiritual war, because they are fighting not against a regular army. They're not fighting against an army that has a leadership that can negotiate. They aren't fighting against an army that has a leadership that can lead them into a war. They're fighting against thugs and terrorists, people that throw a bomb and then go hide behind innocents, hide in a hospital. There are so many war crimes that they've committed over this last 2 years, and yet it just continues on because they have, it's almost impossible to find someone that will negotiate for them. They don't know who their leader is anymore. Israel has really taken them to task and tried to remove whatever they can that stands in the way of surrender, of making sure that this doesn't happen ever again, of taking Hamas out of the picture so that people can be free. They won't be free as long as Hamas is there terrorizing them, terrorizing the IDF, terrorizing each other. They're just, it's a frightening situation in Gaza.
Well, Sharon, I believe that there is no innocence in Gaza. You know, we've heard
want to get out.
Well, we've heard the hostages that have been released, and they said that they were not shown any humanity from anyone there. No man, no woman, no child. No child. So I would love to take the gloves off of the Israelis and let them just flatten the place. Turn it back into desert. Turn it back into rock and dust and sand. With that, we do need to go to a break. By the way, we talk about Rashida Tlaib. We also have to put Ithian Omar in that group of people that are not representing their constituents, but representing a foreign constituency. With her, it's Somalia. All right? With Omar, it's Somalia who she represents. And we see this wherever we have a Muslim in Congress, that they're not representing their district. They're representing a foreign constituency. And that's got to stop. I don't know how you stop it, Sharon, but we have to stop that. With this, we have to stop this segment. And this is the Conservative Commandos. I'm Rick Trader, the co-host of Sharon Engel. We'll be back right after this break.
Now you can leave home and leave the tanks behind with Inogen, the portable oxygen concentrator that moves with you.
This little box changed my life. I can now do all those things that I want to do. You just press the button here, and there's my oxygen.
Inogen portable oxygen systems are small and light and deliver up to 12 hours of medical-grade oxygen on a single charge.
Now that I've got my Inogen, I've got my freedom back. I'm back to living again.
Call us right now. Try an Inogen system for 30 days risk-free.
To order, call now. 800-604-3966. To order, call now. 800-604-3966. To order, call now. 800-604-3966.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever going to have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
Thank you for sticking with us. This is the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Engel. I'm Rick Trader coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN TV Network. Program note, right after this segment, we will be airing some of the best of interviews that we've done here on the Conservative Commandos. So don't go away. Stay tuned for those interviews. Well, Sharon, a little earlier we talked about this lunatic flight attendant who locked themselves in the bathroom on an airplane, stripped down naked, and was all spaced out on drugs. So might as well talk about other gender ideology while we're at it.
Let's do it. Well, the Trump administration is now warning 40 states to remove gender ideology from sex education or lose $81 million. So he's finally saying, not finally saying, he's been saying it all along. This is going to cost you. This ideology, this agenda is going to cost you in dollars and cents. And so he's saying it in 40 states. And guess what? Nevada is one of those 40 states.
Probably New Jersey. Warm. You know, you can figure all the blue states are involved in this, Sharon. Mm-hmm. All the blue states.
Well, Nevada has 60 days to clean up its sex education programs or lose over $1 million in federal funding. Let me see if I can find all those other states. But what we're talking about here is money now that could go to other things, but it's not going to go to this. California has already lost its funding. Nevada isn't the first state to face this choice. They had a PREP grant terminated and lost $6 million. California did. It's termed a public health curriculum that is medically accurate, comprehensive, age-appropriate, and was previously approved by federal officials. Of course it was. To address adolescent development. And so this PrEP program is what Donald Trump is aiming at. And he has already gone in and said, California, you've lost yours. He's giving Nevada 60 days to get their act together. This PrEP stands for Personal Responsibility Education Program. Really. And it's a federal program that gives money to states to teach kids about preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. I guess that includes this gender ideology that if you're not identifying as a boy or a girl anymore, then you're probably not apt to have to worry about pregnancy or STDs because you're so confused. You don't know where you're going next with your sexuality. So maybe it makes sense in kind of a warped and awful way. But anyway, this is what's going on, is that Trump has said no more. We're going to not tolerate this anymore. And he's saying to these 40 states, get your act together. If he's given Nevada 60 days,
given all these states,
probably
all 40
it's
of
all
them.
The same, yeah, because yeah. It says that the Administration for Children and Families sent letters to 40 states, 5 territories, and Washington, D.C., delivering an ultimatum that cuts through years of bureaucratic enabling. Remove all references to gender ideology from federally funded sex education within 60 days or lose your funding entirely. That's the ultimatum.
Sharon, adolescent development. I love this term, adolescent development. Now, there's a group of people called the Greatest Generation. The Greatest Generation. Now, those were the Americans that lived through the Depression, lived through the Second World War, won the Second World War against some evil, evil people. Did anyone at that time go through this adolescent development, Sharon? I don't think so. I don't think so. And yet they are considered the Greatest Generation. That generation helped build, industrialize America, made it the greatest place on God's blue green planet, made it the place that the rest of the world, or the rest of the civilized world, depends upon for freedom and liberty. And they didn't need adolescent development. Now, you talk about pregnancy, you talk about sexually transmitted disease, you talk about drug abuse. I lay that at the hands of the media, Sharon, I really do. It is the media that has been, the media and the entertainment industry. I lay it at that. The media and the entertainment industry are the groups that have been pushing and promoting all of this that has led to the problems with our youth, the sexually transmitted diseases. By the way, sexually transmitted diseases have been around forever, but the drug use, the breakdown of the family, if anything should happen, is the entertainment industry, the media should be reined in. You know, it was not too long ago, at least within our lifetime, Sharon, that Hollywood had standards that had that was under, and I forget what the term it was used, but there were certain standards of things that could not be portrayed, certain language you could not use in the media. Now anything and everything goes, all right? Homosexuality, drug use, it's all promoted. That's what needs to happen, Sharon. Hollywood needs to be reined in. The advertising community, the media, that's what needs to be reined in to stop promoting this stuff. Now we need adolescent development to get away from it. It's ridiculous. Stop Hollywood. Stop Madison Avenue. Stop the news media from promoting these things. And guess what? You won't have them the way you do now.
Well, I wanted to think about who the 10 states might be that weren't going to be affected by this. And I was thinking, oh, probably the Deep South, right? That might be a good place to look.
Well, let me see. I could maybe name a few. Maybe Texas, maybe Florida, maybe Louisiana, maybe Ohio. You know, the rest of some of the Mid-America state, maybe Oklahoma. How am I doing so far?
Well, I couldn't find a list of those 10.
Okay.
And I was guessing too. I guessed Alabama. Alabama, one of their first things that they do on the first day of school is ask the kids to give their pronoun. What pronoun would you like to be called by? So there went my ideas about who might not be affected by this. And, you know, it just, you're trying to think of it. But the Houston Independent School District, this is Texas. They're in it. They're going to be
Texas
part of
is
this.
In it.
Yep, part of this being withheld. So it's pretty much everybody has been affected by this. This DEI prep, they're calling it, but that's what it is DEI. When the president says he's withholding from 40 states, I think he's just saying, you know, there might be somebody in the mix that may not be affected. But when I asked who wasn't affected, it said, we can't give you a list of the 10 states that aren't affected.
Well,
so
Sharon,
I asked about Texas for you, and they said, yeah, it's Texas.
Maybe Arkansas. Arkansas has a wonderful governor in Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Maybe she stopped it.
Maybe.
But
well,
I guarantee you.
Florida is not directly affected.
Right.
The withholding refers to the K-12 education, and that's not applicable in Florida. So Florida is not in it. You guessed Florida. So let me see about Arkansas. What are you going to say about Arkansas? And
well, what I said about Arkansas, Arkansas has a great governor, Sarah
yes,
Huckabee
and
Sanders.
They're not affected.
Well,
Arkansas is not directly affected
thing.
Either.
Louisiana again has a great governor in Jeff Landry, very, very strong, very conservative governor. I would be not surprised if Louisiana is not on that list.
Oh, it's on it. Yes, Louisiana is affected, like Texas, just like Nevada. So, you know, it's going to be pretty hard to find these unaffected states.
Sharon, now how soon do you think it's going to be before there's a lawsuit suing the Trump administration not to make these cuts? And guarantee you it'll end up in a liberal court in front of a judge appointed by either Barack Obama or Joe Biden that is going to try to stop these cuts. That'll probably have to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And hopefully, at that point, Donald Trump will be allowed to make these cuts. But guarantee these are more lawsuits in the works. Guaranteed, there are more lawsuits in the works to stop these cuts. You know, Sharon, it's unbelievable. The federal money, or the federal government, gives out this money, and yet when they give out this money, it's like they can't take it back. I mean, if the states don't adhere to the guidelines set out by the federal government, they don't deserve it. Or if those guidelines should change, they shouldn't deserve it. The problem is giving out this money in the first place for stupid things like adolescence development. Oh my God.
Well, so far, you know, when you ask about this money being withheld, so far New York, Oregon, and California have lost it. And there's no lawsuits that I know of. They're coming.
The lawsuits are coming, Sharon.
Okay, Connecticut's Attorney General is already threatening legal challenges. But here's the beautiful part.
There
the administration holds the checkbook, a reality that transcends judicial interpretation.
Well, so, you know, it's the administration that holds the checkbooks. You know, there was a case today in an appeals court where there was a group that went in and sued Trump about the tariffs. Mm. And it went from a lower court to an appeals court while the appeals court agreed with the lower court. Now, this is the actions of the federal government. There was a judge that stopped airplanes loaded with kids from leaving these airplanes were loaded with kids. They were taking them back to their home countries, to their parents. The parents wanted them back. And there was a judge and there was a court that stopped it. This is what's going on in this. And by the way, it was a judge that was appointed by Joe Biden. You know, this is the problem in America, is these judges and these courts. That's another major problem. Something's got to be done. The Supreme Court has got to stop in. The Supreme Court has got to stop in and immediately stop these lower courts from letting the president do what the American people elected him to do. And with that, we got to stop this segment. Why? We're running out of time.
Right.
And you are listening to and watching the Conservative Commandos. My co-host today is Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader. On the other side of this break, we're going to air some of the best of interviews of the Conservative Commandos. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of seeing money all around the house? Then start saving money with First American Home Warranty. First American covers the systems and appliances you depend on every day. And if we can't repair your covered item, we'll replace it.
I've saved thousands, and that makes me happy.
All plans include a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee and flexible payment options so you can never pay for covered repairs again.
Call 1-800-402-7094. That's 1-800-402-7094.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Angle, and I'm Rick Trader. And we are coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of our very own AUN TV network. And, you know, Sharon, about 5 or 6 years ago, we met our next guest down at CPAC. And I come away from that interview thinking, what a nice lady. In fact, I even thought about contacting her to be a co-host here on Conservative Commandos. But we're grateful that she's joining us again. And Sharon, please make that introduction.
Well, it's my pleasure to introduce Donna Rice Hughes, who's the president and CEO of Enough is Enough, EIE, is an internationally known internet safety expert. She's an author, a speaker, and an Emmy Award-winning producer. Her vision helped to birth the internet safety movement in America at the advent of the digital age. Donna has given thousands of media interviews on preventing the internet enabled exploitation of children, and has been a featured guest on most major media outlets, including Fox News, CNN, Today Show, Good Morning America, Oprah, Barbara Walters Show, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Time, Newsweek, People, Ladies Home Journal, and many others. She has also testified numerous times before Congress, served on various government task forces, and on the Child Online Protection Commission appointed by the U.S. Senate. Donna, welcome to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
It's so great to be with you guys. Thank you so much, Rick. It's great to see you again, and Sharon, to meet you and to be on your wonderful show.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here, and we're so interested in talking about Enough is Enough has asked both presidential candidates to sign the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge, prioritizing the prevention of online child exploitation. Tell us a little bit about that pledge. What's inside that pledge?
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for asking about the pledge. We actually issued a call to both candidates a few weeks ago. We're hoping that they will both sign it. And what this is calling on these candidates to sign the pledge and to agree, if they're elected, that they are going to fight to prevent the online exploitation of children. And there's a lot of things that I can run through the pledge priorities, but let me just, first of all, if you don't mind, talk about the fact that this is a global pandemic. All right, I'm just gonna give you some quick numbers. Just last year, the highest number of reports of images of children being sexually abused, molested, and raped were reported to the National Cyber Tip Line, over 105 million images. Law enforcement they can hardly scratch the surface on prosecuting those. These are real kids being exploited. There's also real-time exploitation where predators get together and they exploit children through live stream, and it goes global all over the world. Kids have access to hardcore pornography, which is a different type of content that's actually not protected speech under the First Amendment, and those laws haven't been enforced since George W. Bush. Okay, so I can just go on and on. You've probably heard the problems on social media. There have been multiple Senate hearings. These are nonpartisan, bipartisan issues that have wide support. That's why we called on both candidates. Parents care about this. All Americans care about this. This is something that's impacting every kid disconnected to the internet. This is a huge problem, but we're throwing small amounts of money to fight a war that is destroying our children. No child's immune.
So tell me about their response. You sent it to them. Have they responded? Have they signed it?
Nobody signed it yet. And what I found is we did a similar pledge in 2016. Donald J. Trump signed it as a candidate. And then shortly thereafter, we did a big media blitz on that. And Hillary Clinton's campaign manager called and said, we'll sign it. And I said, well, don't worry about it. They weren't signing pledges at the time. I said, just send me a letter of support. So she did. And so we had them both on board before the convention. But as you know, this year has been a wacky election year, right? We weren't sure who the candidates were going to be. There were assassination attempts. There was a coup with Biden. And now we've got Harris. And so we decided to wait until after. And now it's just been trying to break through. So now we're going to the media, because the media has always been a wonderful partner of ours to amplify the message that kids are being exploited. This is happening all over the world. No child is immune. Even sex trafficking. Over 55% of traffickers contacted their children. It was reported last year through, guess what? Facebook. All right? So this is a humongous thing. And we want these candidates to start talking about it and say, hey, Americans care about this. And if I'm elected, I'm going to prioritize preventing these crimes against children. We need the existing laws enforced and funded. Very important. That's the first thing we're asking them to do. We're also asking them to get the Surgeon General to do investigations and declare this a public health hazard. Actually, the current Surgeon General has already done that and started calling on social media companies to man up. And we need to start treating these companies like Big Tobacco, right? We know that what is happening on these platforms is huge. Sextortion, by the way, is the largest crime worldwide impacting our kids. This is global, all right? And guess where these big tech companies are? they're here. And guess what? The child pornography industry, we're the largest consumers of this content. We're actually calling it child sex abuse material. And I can go on and on and on. This has got to start at the top, and we want the next president to make this a priority.
How can we put some pressure on them to sign this?
Well, good question. We just launched a petition yesterday at enough.org. So that's enough.org. It's right up there on the homepage. You can go sign it. We're asking everybody, regardless of your party affiliation, who you're voting for, because we're calling on both of these candidates, right? We're treating them both equally, and we want them to hear from you. So please sign that, and we're going to send it to them the week before the election. The other thing we have done is we have over 60 organizations supporting this. We're representing right now, just at 60 organizations, millions and millions of Americans that say, we want to deal with this. Yes, we are very concerned about the economy. We're very concerned about national security. We're very concerned about the border, and we're very concerned about our children. So let's make this top priority, and let's fix it. We can actually turn the tide, but we've got to treat it like the war it is, and we've got to fund it like we fund wars, because this is a war.
Now, I would think that Kamala Harris would be most desirous to sign the pledge, because sex trafficking among children more than tripled under the Biden-Harris regime, under their watch. So have you heard anything from either one of the candidates? I mean, you obviously follow up and try to get some kind of response there. What's their response? Yeah. I would think they would be the most responsive, because they've got the most to lose by this. This is something that's longstanding out there in the news. And, you know, with their stand on abortion, they don't look too child-friendly.
No, they actually don't. And while we know that the life issue has been a very partisan issue, this issue is not. Once children are born, parents care about their kids, right? So, but we have to realize that the bad guys, the criminals, they're after your kids. After we get them through the womb, the birth canal, they're sitting duck for this kind of stuff. If they're connected to the internet, they are vulnerable to all the risks that I just spoke about, and also cyberbullying. There's so many things. Online gaming, actually, online gaming addiction is an actual new mental disorder that's being treated across the country in mental health clinics. So this is big. This is huge. This is global. It's pandemic. And yes, I would hope that we would hear from both candidates. We have been very aggressive, and I've even reached out to the vice president's office. In addition to her campaign and to her top fundraiser, we actually have heard back from the Trump campaign that they were excited about it, but we haven't gotten a signed pledge yet. So we're just coming at it every which way we can, and Lord willing, they will both sign it, or one of them will sign it, and then we're off to the races. And otherwise, we're just going to keep getting petitions out there, going to the media, and hope we get a signature. And if we don't, then whoever's elected president, we're going to keep at them to prioritize this and to get the right policies in place and to make this a White House presidential issue, which is exactly where it needs to be.
Well, it sounds like a good thing to sign. We're only 3 days out from early voting here in Nevada, so it's started. This could be the October surprise for Trump if he would go ahead and sign that.
Absolutely.
And then say, why hasn't my opponent signed yet? So I guess I'm pushing on all of our conservative listeners here at Conservative Commandos. Get on the phone to your Trump representative in your state. I know I have one. She's sitting not 3 miles from me, and I'm going to call her up and say, Stacy, it's time that you tell the president. He was just here Monday, in fact. I'm sorry. He was here last Friday. So he's in my state often. We need to tell him, mm-hmm. get this done so that we have what you call an October surprise with this. Get both of these candidates on the line here. We need to know that they truly respect our children and want to help them. This is crazy. I guess I wanted to ask you before I turn over the time to Rick about the Facebook guys. And if Facebook is the big offender, what about this fellow that owns Facebook? How can we press on him and say, Zuckerberg, no more Zuckerberg? Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's a great question, and we actually are. Enough is enough, and our allies, we're part of a whole coalition. When we started the Internet Safety Movement in 1994, 95, there were two groups. We were one of them. Now there are hundreds. So we have a coalition, and we are actually working with Democrats and Republicans in the United States Senate. They have come together and have phenomenal legislation to rein in big tech, to do all kinds of things that we need to have happen, to make these platforms take down child sex abuse material. And I can go on and on and on. There's seven or eight pieces of legislation right now, all bipartisan, all passed out of the committee unanimously. And we need to get Chuck Schumer to get these things, you know, for a floor vote and get them over to the House. So we are doing that. And we also have petitions to these platforms and that kind of thing as well. But right now, this is the call to the president, you or the candidates. You mentioned, Sharon, that if Trump signs it, it could be a huge hit for him. And it could be a game changer.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm serious.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sharon, let me jump in here for a moment. We're not going to take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to go right through this break. And our guest's segment is Sharon Wright. Donna Rice Hughes, sorry about that. She is with Enough is Enough. Hey, Donna, I want to share my screen with you real quick because I want to take our viewers to your website, if you don't mind.
Okay, great.
Okay, there is your website, Enough is Enough, and you can get to it, enough.org, and right below the banner.
You go up a little further.
Goes a little further. I saw your pledge a little.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is, sign our pledge.
Mm-hmm.
There's where you can sign the pledge. And, you know, Donna, I don't know why this isn't a no-brainer. I mean, this should absolutely be a no-brainer. You know, government first and foremost should be to protect us. I think government should be for protecting our women and our children. I mean, this is what we fought wars for the government to protect us. And I think it's inhumane, absolutely inhumane, for government not to act on this.
And, you know, thank you for saying that. And I just have to say, we worked with the Trump administration, and we're a nonpartisan organization. We work bipartisanly at the federal and state level. But I can say that President Trump was very proactive on these issues. He signed the first pledge. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think he's seen this. I'm not sure if the people at the campaign have actually put it in front of him. That I don't know. Because I feel from what I know about him, and he is genuinely concerned about these issues. Obviously, trafficking, his daughter Ivanka really took up the anti-trafficking banner. Melania took up the cyberbullying issue when she was first lady. So he does care about this. So, you know, but he also listens to the media. So that's why we're going to the media and say, hey, let's get this. You know, if maybe his campaign has gotten it to him and he's just too busy. I don't really know. But we're just hoping that he's going to sign it because he did the first time and it went viral because Clinton hadn't signed it yet. Well, her campaign manager called me the day the story went viral and said, we'll sign it. And I know she cared about it. Clinton did, too. She had done a lot on
Everyone should. Yeah. Honest to God, this should be a no-brainer, especially for somebody who wants to be the president. It needs to be a no-brainer. Hey, Donna, I do have to warn you about one thing.
Yes.
In preparation for having you on with us today, coincidentally, I saw an article that was put in the Stand, which is a publication of the Family Research Center. They have an article by one of their authors, S.A. McCarthy. Child sex trafficking more than tripled under O'Biden and O'Harris, as I call them. A new report is sounding the alarm on a dramatic increase in child sex trafficking facilitated by the administration's open border policy. Yeah. Donna, tripled in the last 4 years.
Oh, it's everything's tripled. Child online exploitation has tripled. The amount of child pornography has tripled. The amount of reports to the National Center has tripled. You know, everything has just escalated. And now we've got sextortion. Now you add AI to this. And yes, the border has been huge. We have not seen that as a priority, obviously. And I can tell you just one little tidbit that most people probably don't know. Congress in 2019, they set up a national board to handle all of the money going to NGOs to handle illegal immigration at the border. I was asked by the Trump administration to sit on that board. I agreed because of my concern about human trafficking, and in particular, females and children being trafficked. And my background just went blank right now.
That's all right. We worry about content. Yeah. We're not concerned about fancy bells, whistles, graphics. It's solid content. It's guests like you who we love to have on, so don't worry about that. You know, again, according to this article, it says, each week, we track 12,000 ads for women in Houston, 2,600 in San Antonio, 3,500 in Austin, 14,000 in Dallas. Now, these are ads, trafficking women. Why can't that be stopped?
It can be. It can be, but it's got to be a priority, and we know that the border has not been a priority. And I, you know, who knows why, but I can tell you, as soon as the Biden administration got in, we got a phone call, all of us that were conservatives on that board, we were all fired, and they said they would find somebody else to our knowledge. They never set up the board, the national board. So we would have been managing where that money was going and making sure that the border was secure, obviously, and it was secure under Trump. It is not secure now. And so this is, it's a complete unmitigated disaster that should have never happened. And it's just horrific what's happening down there. It really is. And every American should be concerned about this. And because there's a lot of money, you have to realize what trafficking is. This is selling people for, especially sex, for sex. They're selling them for sex. It's a multi-$100 billion industry. And
that's what we got to do. We got to take the profit margin out of it. If you take the profit margin out of something, it goes away. Hey, Donna, we're coming up on a hard break, but I wanted to give you a minute or so just to tell our audience, again, how they can connect with you, how they could find out more about Enough is Enough, how they could check out your podcast. Give us the good information.
Yeah, great. Well, we do have a lot of good information, and you can obviously go to enough.org and sign that petition. Please sign up for our free newsletter. We send out newsletters every week on how to protect your kids, what we're doing to rein in big tech, what you can do to protect your kids from everything that's out there that's negative. Plus, you can let your voice be heard to these candidates. So please do that. And we also have another website called InternetSafety101.org. Please go to that. You can look at every danger and risk. We've got it all categorized up there, from cyberbullying to online gaming, social media to pornography, trafficking. And we've got what you need to know as a parent. What are the warning signs your kid might be at risk or already, you know, a victim of any of these crimes? And then what to do to protect your kids? Because really, this is all prevention. Yeah.
Donna Rice Hughes, we want to thank you so much for joining us again. The organization is Enough Enough. Go to enough.org. And hey, Donna, if you don't mind, I'm going to put a link to your website from our website. if you don't mind. Hey, Donna, we so appreciate you joining us. Donna Rice Hughes, take care and God bless.
God bless you all too. Thank you.
And you are listening to and watching the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader. Go nowhere. We'll be right back with our next guest right after this break.
What if you could whiten your teeth by simply brushing your teeth? Now you can with Smile Actives, the teeth whitening breakthrough that safely gets your teeth white and keeps them white every day just by brushing your teeth.
I never thought that whitening my teeth could be so easy. I just put the gel on the brush, the toothpaste on it, brush, and I can see my white teeth.
Simply add Smile Actives to any toothpaste, and our patented PolyClean technology activates into a powerful microfoam that penetrates into the enamel surface to safely lift and remove stains.
You need a simple way to whiten your teeth. Without strips, without trays, without going to the dentist. And it was about time that a product was developed that you would be able to do that with just brushing.
And now Smile Actives is even better with new Pro Whitening Gel with 33% greater whitening power, clinically shown to whiten teeth faster, up to 8 shades. 100% of users saw whiter teeth on food stains, coffee and wine stains, even on veneers, crowns, and dentures.
I eat the blueberries, I drink the coffee, and I know that Smile Actives will keep my teeth white every day.
If you could use something so easy like Smile Actives to take yellow teeth to white teeth, why wouldn't you?
Why spend hundreds of dollars for whitening treatments at the dentist when now you can whiten your teeth with new Smile Actives Pro Whitening Gel every time you brush your teeth? Call or go to SmileActives.com, and for a limited time, get new Pro Whitening Gel for just $24.95. Order in the next 5 minutes and buy one, get one absolutely free for just $24.95. That's 2 for 1 and save 58%. We'll even include free shipping. Get your teeth whiter guaranteed or return it within 60 days for your money back.
I smile every day now.
The difference is literally night and day.
So now I'm always smiling, always choosing, because now my teeth are much whiter.
This offer is not available in stores, so call or click now before the special buy one, get one free offer goes away.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Angle, and I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN-TV network. Hey, Sharon, a gentleman is joining us. He's getting to be a longtime friend with the show. We always enjoy it when he joins us. Sharon, please make that introduction.
It's my pleasure to introduce Ken Davis once more. He's a former Deputy Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He has over 40 years of experience in corporate management, public service, and the private practice of law, almost all of which involves some aspect of the continually evolving electric and gas power industry. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Examiner, CSN News, Town Hall, and a number of other publications. He's also the author of Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. Ken, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Great to be back, Sharon.
And these phony numbers, Ken, these are nothing but phony numbers. When you talk about 9%, I want to call, and I'm not saying, you know, please, I'm just saying BS on that, because first of all, from what I understand, what's not included in these inflation rates is two things: food and energy that probably take up the most part of the American budget. Now, my wife, God bless her, she does the shopping. My wife knows her prices. She knows her prices. But about a year ago, she made out a list for me, a shopping list, of how much prices have increased. Powerade, a bottle of Powerade, it's an energy drink, went from 68 cents to $1.28. Mayonnaise went from $2.99 a jar to $5.99 a jar. Nasal spray went from 95 cents to $3.45. meatloaf mix went from $2.99 to $6. Ken, you see where I'm getting here? These prices aren't up 9% or 9% a year. Ken Davis, these prices are doubled. I know the price to fill my tank, that cost has doubled during this administration. Yet this administration wants you to believe 9%. I mean, it's, Ken, it's all a fabrication. It's all a lie. Tell me I'm wrong, buddy. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I wish I could, but we got to stick to the facts. You're not wrong. The figures reported by the government grossly, intentionally understate the actual increase in prices. Now, it's not just you and me and Sharon. Larry Summers, a lifelong Democrat, Treasury Secretary in a Democrat presidential administration, he has said, among other professional economists and people with a relevant background, he has said that if inflation, if this basket of goods and services was, their price increases were properly measured, the reported figure would be close to twice what is reported, okay? They do that. They've done it for years. It didn't start even in the Biden administration. So you really have to look at all CPI figures since the 70s and double them. Now, that doesn't mean things weren't a lot better during the Trump administration, because when he left office, it was the reported CPI figure was 1.4, I think. And so that's still 2.5 or 2.75%, which is much better than we've had. It's relentless. It's from one source, one cause, one reason, and that is excessive spending by the government, money printing, flooding the country and the economy with dollars that drive up the demand for limited supplies and therefore drive up the prices. So when you look at the Biden administration and the total cumulative effect, because month to month, each increase, this percent, this percent, this percent, it's on top of everything that's come before. And so if you look at the average consumer price increase, cumulative price rise during the Biden administration, as measured by the CPI, the government's own figure, it's over 20%. So the real average increase of prices during the Biden administration is over 40%. Okay? And that's that begins, these are still averages, but that begins to line up with our daily experience that is so different, so disconnected from the propaganda that comes out from the central government about this critically important topic. This is why this disconnect, I mean, people see that the figures, you don't have to get down to the decimal point to conclude as a reasonable, common sense American consumer that the figures are garbage and you just ignore them. That's one reason. It's not the main reason. It's one reason that Harris is so far, it is so far underwater compared to Trump on the issue of the economy, okay?
Why is she getting the support? Can you look at the polls? And you know, to me, polls are entertainment. They're junk food for a political junkie's mind. Kind of remind me, and I say this all the time, remind me of the baseball standings. doesn't mean a single thing to the last day of the season. Then if you're a Phillies fan, that doesn't even mean anything. But you know, you look at the polls, and I would say each candidate is probably within the margin of error. And yet, why is it? And we're told all the time, the two biggest issues in America today is the economy and the border. All right, they're the two main issues. Why isn't the people who are looking to support Kamala Harris, why aren't they affected by the raising prices? The way Mary and Rick are, the way Sharon and Ted are, the way Ken Davis is. Why aren't they as outraged as I am? They should be outraged. No one's as outraged as I am, but they should be close.
Well, you know,
one other thing, and then I'll let you talk. These prices, we've been hit by this major inflation for the past 3.5 years. The other kicker is these prices are never going to go down. Never going to go down. So we are stuck with this forever, Ken Davis.
Well, now, Rick, you raise in some ways the most important point, the most important thing.
And I didn't even realize
it. To understand. And the most important lie to puncture, the most important, most significant, thickest, heaviest curtain to pull back and look at the truth here. The government not only creates inflation by its excessive spending and production crushing regulations, it does that because its model of government, the progressive model of government, is to buy votes. Okay? Cancel student debts, distribute hundreds of billions of dollars in the so-called green tech transition programs and the rest. They buy votes. Okay. And that creates inflation. So they own it. But they rely on the fact, and this is the reason that her support isn't zero, they rely on the fact or their hope that there are enough recipients of handouts and checks and grants and favors and government jobs and so forth, that they will correctly, from their point of view, look at it and say, I'm personally better off with this corrupt, I won't call it corrupt, but I'm personally better off if this show continues. So inflation goes on from year to year, and it's never zero. And it builds up, the price increases build up, and the purchasing power of the dollar, of $1, goes down. Now, another reason there's support is inflation and other policies combine to create asset inflation, like the cost of housing. And therefore, if you're already in a house, the value of the house and the inflated value of the stock market, that buys votes indirectly. But it's a chump's game, because unless you are in the tiny, tiny minority of people who, on a real adjusted, properly measured, inflation-adjusted basis, are staying better off economically through wage increases or the increase of price of the house you're in, you're losing. Even if you are getting a grant or a government job, you're still losing. I mean, look, 40% over the course of the Biden administration. So everybody listening to this program and anybody you might run into, if their net after-tax worth is not 40% higher than it was in 2021, mm-hmm. they're where most Americans are. They're on the chump loser end of this con game.
Hey, Ken, you know what else? And by the way, up on my wall here, I have a bunch of quotes from a bunch of really, really, really smart people. And 200, 250 years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Alex de Tocqueville. He was a Frenchman. He actually toured and fell in love with America. And what he said was, the American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. We've been warned about this, Ken Davis. But yet when you watch these candidates out there and you talk about the spending being the problem. There you got Kamala Harris out there writing checks that we are going to have to cover. Writing checks by saying, well, we're going to give $25,000 for a new homeowner. We're going to give you $50,000 to start a business. And if you're a black man, you're going to get an extra $20,000. I mean, she's out there spending more and more money. I don't think there's any stomach in Congress that's willing to say, no, not only do we have to stop spending money, we have to pull back. We have to pull back on some of these promises that we've made. Problem is, Ken Davis, that doesn't get anybody elected.
Bingo. Sadly, bingo. And that's why it's not just the Biden-Harris administration who won't face this or deal with it. It's very rare for a political figure anywhere to address this honestly. And I'm afraid what we're going to be faced with is that this will go on until it can't, until there is...
What's that look like, Ken Davis? What does that look like? When do we hit that point?
A busted Treasury securities auction.
And what does that look like for the country?
Inflation, interest rates. I mean, the government, if the government ran a treasury bond bill and note auction and they couldn't sell what they were offering, what they needed to sell in order to roll over and refinance all of the ocean of securities that were coming due and need to be paid off. That's basically what we're doing now. Most of the Treasury activity is to sell more securities to pay the holders of maturing securities. But if they couldn't, then the first thing we'd see is interest rates on government debt go way, way up.
Ken, you know what? If you try to do that, or I try to do that, or Sharon tried to do that, that's called a Ponzi scheme. That's called a pyramid scheme. We would be in jail and we'd lose everything we own, Ken Davis. You know, I watched this show, American Greed, and I can't, you know, just about every night they're talking about another Ponzi scheme. And this is what the federal government is doing. They're pulling a Ponzi scheme. Am I right? Wrong. Can be honest with me.
You're right. That reminds me, it was, I think it was the 2012 election. Anyway, in the Republican primaries, the governor of Texas, then governor or ex-governor Rick Perry was running. And this is to your point about why people don't talk about it. And I guess it's 2012 because he's running primarily against George Romney. And Governor Perry made the Ponzi scheme point, unsustainable Ponzi scheme. We have to address this. And Romney came down on him in the next few days like a ton of bricks, denouncing Rick Perry for slandering the government finance system and Social Security and everything else. How dare he suggest that this is a Ponzi scheme? No, everything's fine and solid, and we need to maintain confidence in the system, Romney said. And of course, Romney, Rick Perry pretty quickly disappeared, and Romney went on to be the nominee. It's a brave.
I want my Romney vote back. I'll be honest with you.
It's a brave politician to raise it, but one thing that keeps them locked in to inflation and not really dealing with it is that they need to perpetuate inflation in order to cheapen the dollars that they need to raise to pay off the old debt as it becomes due. I mean, this is an old Ponzi, old con scheme that goes all the way back to at least the Romans, who used to, they were all in a coin system. And so they would, with their government employees, with their knives, would shave off the edges of the coins and keep the extra gold for the Caesars, and thereby really diminishing the value of the currency that was in circulation. And wow. That's what we continue to do. We are inflating the dollar to cheapen the dollar, to make it possible to use cheaper dollars to pay off the debt in the future. And so it's a tremendous effect over time. Mm-hmm. I mean, after the war in 1946, my parents bought a house, a 4-bedroom frame house in the university section near the University of Toledo, paved driveway, curbs, sidewalks, mature vegetation, a nice neighborhood, a nice 4-bedroom house, fireplace, screened in back porch, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. $9,200.
Well, I remember, I think it was in 1973, I bought my very first new car, and it was $7,300. And I remember going to the bank for a loan, and the lady at the bank, she said to me, "Do you know you're paying more for this car than I did for my house?"
Yeah.
You know, hey, yeah. Kent Davis, we got to run, but we really appreciate you having us on with this. Ken Davis, also known as J. Kennery Davis. Ken, please tell our listeners and viewers how they could follow you, read the things that you write, get your book, Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. Hold up that book, Ken, and tell people where they can get it.
If they go to Amazon Books and just put in the title and Kennerly Davis, K-E-N-N-E-R-L-Y, it'll pop right up in both Kindle and paperback form. Otherwise, if you just Google J. Kennerly Davis, I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of opportunities to write for different publications, and they'll get a range of things there. I write a lot for the Federalist Society, and then in fact they're going to post something tomorrow, because today is the anniversary of the concluding Lincoln-Douglas debate in 1858.
And who won that one?
And those.
I'll make a bet that Lincoln guy won that debate.
Well, he did win the debate and went on to become perhaps our greatest president, but the debates were really debates then.
Yeah. I wish you'd go back to that. You know, when I look at these debates, I say that all the time, Ken. Get these moderators out of the way. Let them go at each other. Seriously. the old Lincoln Douglas style debate. That's what I think. That's what where America would really find the truth about these candidates.
A great improvement. There were no moderators between Lincoln and Douglas. They just took turns talking.
And you didn't need a referee between them either. You didn't need a ref to break him up. Get out of that headlock, you know. Look over his head. No. Didn't need that. Ken Davis, again, we want to thank you so much for joining us. Take care and God bless.
It's always an honor and a pleasure. Thanks again for inviting me, and thanks for all the good work that you two do on this important program.
Thank you, Ken. Take care. God bless. And you are listening to and watching the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angel. I'm Rick Trader. Go nowhere. As usual, Sharon and I will be back with more news and commentary right after this break.
This right here is confidence in a bottle. It
makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media, those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount on a clean, dry face. And what it does is it tightens and lifts the appearance of bags underneath your eyes. And I did this to my father. We were at home, so we applied it to his under eye bags, and let me tell you, we were so excited. In under 10 minutes, they visibly disappeared from view, and now it is literally part of both of our daily routines. And not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Your solution is at PlexadermTrial.com or call the number on your screen.
To order, call 800-684-0144. 800-684-0144. 800-684-0144.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Angle, and I'm Rick Trader, and we are coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN TV Network. Sharon, we had a couple of great guests today. I really enjoyed the show.
Yes, we did, and I want to thank those guests. First guest, Donna Rice Hughes, President and CEO of Enough is Enough, came on to talk to us about a pledge that she wants both presidential candidates to take, which would protect our children. It's the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge, which prioritizes the prevention of online child exploitation.
That's a no-brainer. That is an absolute no-brainer. I mean, who can't get behind this? And you know what? Maybe with Elon Musk in Donald Trump's corner, maybe something can be done about this.
Well, I'd like to thank our second guest, Ken Davis, who's the former Deputy Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He also is the author of Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. He talked to us about inflation rate jumps higher than expected, and Biden and Harris are doing the happy talk. So the happy talk is, of course, a lie.
It is a lie. 415-854-2677, 415-854-2677. That is our voice text hotline. You know who those text messages go to? They go to me. I read everyone. I listen to everyone. I respond the most. Sometimes I even pick up the phone and call people back. 415-854-2677. Check out our Rumble stream, and you can find it by going to the website, aun-tv.com, aun-tv.com. Right below the banner, little red strip that says Watch AUN TV Live. Click on it. Goes right to Rumble. And also, you can email us at auntv@yahoo.com, auntv@yahoo.com. But for right now, We are out of time. It means that we got to run and we got to go. Take care. God bless. And we'll get to see it tomorrow, and that'll be on TV and on radio. But for right now, we are out of time. That means we got to run and we got to go. Take care. God bless. And guess what? We're going to see it tomorrow, and that'll be on TV and on radio.
I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.